Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
What is up, Snacketeers? Welcome back for another exciting What Coulda episode.
What?
Ooh, spoopy.
What?
Yeah. Spoopy. Spoopy. Not spooky.
Is that a scary splooey?
No, it's more of a, it's kind of scary, but it's fun and you like it.
The Cavaliers are on the field.
Spoopy. No. No.
I'll just read us in.
You do that, because apparently I'm taking us off track already.
We have derailed. It's got to be your bowl.
It's got to be.
So last episode, we focused on just a handful of cores. We're going to focus on a lot of cores.
Would you say a plethora?
An absolute plethora. So there have been some amazing cores in this activity's history. Some are still around. Some, however, are no longer here. In fact, some of the founding members and even some of the most rememberable, yes, that's the word I'm going to use, rememberable shows are from groups that are no longer around. So today is what could have happened if most of these groups were still around.
Well, what are we saying, like 75%?
We'll figure that out.
Okay.
So
I had to ask.
Okay. So I think you did something on the Drum Corps Experience page. What did you find on the Drum Corps Experience page?
So the Drum Corps Experience page says that over time there were 2,762 active drum and bugle corps. And, you know, that list includes more than just, like, drum corps, but, like, alumni corps, parade corps, junior and senior corps, international, and so many other categories. But, you know, we're obviously going to focus a little bit more on, like, probably who would have been involved in DCI, so we could probably trim back that a good bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think even if we trim out the fat, and even if we were just to say there were, I mean, shoot, 200 active junior and senior corps competing. I mean, this is automatically going to make the activity way more popular than it already is. What would be great is if every state had at least one drum corps.
I've
seen on you know, DCI's Facebook page, like, a lot of sound sports are showing up, and that's awesome. But I mean, yes. I'm talking here full on 165 member world class or open class
sound machines, literal face melters.
So yeah, I'd be really interested. We're gonna start with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, and what we've also found on the DCX page is the fact that Drum Corps has been around for well over now 100 years. Like, there are recorded performances back from the 1920s.
Dang.
1920s.
Yes, sir.
Great Depression.
I'm depressed.
I am depressed that some of these groups aren't still around. Truth. And, you know, and obviously that also brings up the fact of, like, What's the competition circuit going to look like? Because you had VFW stuff, you had the summer music games, which is still essentially what DCI Tour is. I mean,
yeah,
how's that landscape different?
Yeah, the landscape's going to, first of all, the activity I think is going to be year round, and I don't know why we don't do this year round. I mean, especially now, I know why we didn't, because we didn't really have access to indoor stadiums, so. Now we have access to way more indoor stadiums, way more domes. So, yeah, you're going to have the good old VFW, the American Legion Drum Corps World Open Circuit, which you can buy on a T-shirt from our website.
That was the most shameful plug. Not shameless. Shameful.
It gets worse, folks. It gets worse. You're going to have the good old Summer Music Games. And then you're just going to have more localized circuits. Drum Corps South, Midwest, O Canada, East Coast, the good old West is Best Coast, even an alumni showdown.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Right? I think the biggest change is that the you're going to have kind of like governing body chapters. So you're going to have a parent organization. We're going to call it Drum Corps Associates International. Right?
So we're going to mix...
Yes, we are. Blend it up, baby. You're going to have...
Man, that already makes my head hurt.
Doesn't it? So the DCAI... they're going to make... They're going to be the parent organization.
Okay.
They're going to be the ones that are mainly organizing competitions, mainly keeping up with the rules, making sure all the organizations are compliant.
Gotcha.
You know, the safety regulations that we have in place.
Yeah.
The watchdogs.
The watchdogs
for all of this.
So would it be like, so you'd obviously have the DCAI,
mm-hmm.
and then it would branch out into like the DCAI VFW circuit?
Yes. So you have chapters.
Chapters,
yes.
Okay.
And so there'd be the Drum Corps Midwest chapter.
Okay.
And so your groups like Cavies, Phantom, Blue Stars of Indiana, the actual Star of Indiana, because they're still around.
There you go.
And this one. Yeah. You're gonna have all the corps that are, first of all, regionally located.
Wait, are they the Pink Stars of Indiana, or are they the Pines of Rome Stars of Indiana?
I think they've gone more back to the pink look. They've got...
That is a classy look.
It is classy.
And in
the uniform designs of today, they're pulling it off like no one else.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to have each region, and so, you know, these groups will be part of Drum Corps Midwest, and there's going to be a lot of shows because there's a lot of corps, and it's a more popular activity already because there's more of them. And so you're going to have more high school shows, more college shows, so on and so forth. Drum Corps South, going to have all these groups down in the South. You're going to have good old Suncoast Sound, Magic of Orlando.
Yes.
The two Florida rivals are going to be going left and right.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Right? You got
so
heat,
good.
Heat Wave.
Heat
now.
Wave.
Heat Wave,
heat
baby.
Heat Wave.
You know, Spirit.
Spirit.
Back with a Vengeance. Carolina Crown. All these Southern corps, they're all going to be going neck and neck. So there's going to be a lot of competitions in the region, and then there is, of course, the overall arching world championship. And this will be, you know, that culmination at the end of the year or end of the season, whichever way you want to do it.
Gotcha.
And whoever can make it can make it.
Now, I'm going to interject on that one. Would you make it that, like whoever can make it? Or would it be like, since it looks like there we have out, what, one, two, three, about eight different chapters, would you pull maybe the top five, top 10 from each chapter?
And I think the top five and top 10.
And culminate like a prelims and then cut it down to a semifinals and a finals.
I think your top five and top 10, whatever, are automatically going to want to go.
Of course. Yeah, because they're going to want to show everybody up.
Right.
They want the ring. They want that title.
They want that title. But I also think what's fun with this idea is that based upon how you want to do your tour schedule and how the chapters want to outline their championships, these championships might not all be on the same day. So,
okay, yeah, yeah.
In theory, the Blue Devils could go win the West is Best Coast Championship, then drive to the Drum Corps South Championship and win that one, and then drive to the Drum Corps Midwest Championship.
Oh, so what you're saying is, like, some people just could really go around and, like, steal titles.
They could. They could if that's
so they don't have to just stick to.
They don't have to. But you're going to have such a rich enough.
That's a twist,
right?
You're going to have
a rich enough tour experience in each of these regions with enough different cores that you could have the same kind of diversity of you may not even see the same core twice.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if we really think about how many cores have existed in these areas throughout that time, and how many of them are going to be actively competing, it's very possible that you could go to a show in Centerville, Ohio, and then go to a show in Fairfield, Ohio a few weeks later, and maybe only see one other core repeat itself.
Gotcha. So obviously, I didn't know I was working with M. Night Shyamalan over here and throwing out all the twists. Yes. Man, all the twists, baby.
And here's the next twist is, of course, all the different classes of cores that we're going to have.
Yikes. Okay.
So of course, you got the big old war class.
Of course.
These are going to be expected to be at multiple, if not all, of these regional championships.
Right. I mean, the big dog got a hunt.
Yes. So there may only be, you know, 5 to 10 world-class cores in each region.
Okay.
That's how each organization is going to be structured. Open class is going to be way more eco-friendly.
Okay.
Economically friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's primarily going to be just in the region. You only have to go to your regional championship, and then you are invited, of course, to go to the world championship.
Of course.
Then you're going to have the cadet class. So this is where it's going to get interesting. So the cadet class is the direct feeder corps to world class or open class.
So like BDB, BDC, good old Vanguard Cadets,
Phantom Legion.
About the Phantom Legion.
Right.
The Madison Scout Cadets.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So all these corps that once existed, they're going to be there, and they're going to have their own class of competition.
Okay, but they're probably not going to go to.
They're most likely not going to go to world championships. Gotcha. They're going to be at their regional championship.
Yeah, they're going to try and take their region's title, but that's probably where their summer ends, essentially.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Correct.
Okay.
And then, of course, I think the biggest boat the DCI ever missed out on was the senior all-age class.
So essentially taking a page out of WGI's world-class book.
Yes.
And, you know, essentially, I mean, of course, the world-class book isn't fully all-age people, but, you know, right. some of your older, more experienced performers are a part of that class.
Exactly.
You know, they may have aged out, but they're still, you know, got some gas left in the tank and got something to prove.
Right.
So, I mean, and based off that, like, I mean, what's the international class going to look like? Is it just going to, you know, standard across the board?
I mean, they're just part. There's Drum Corps Canada. It's just another region.
Okay, so it's their own region.
It's their own region.
Okay,
and so if
would you think they would want like DCI UK involved?
I mean, now we're crossing waters here at this point.
Well, I mean,
you got
Japan listed on your list, and they're across the water too. Yeah,
you're right. You're right.
So there's DC Drum Corps Europe. So. That's the same thing as DCI UK.
I think Drum Corps Europe's the body.
It's the body.
From my research, the Drum Corps Europe's the body, and then you had UK,
gotcha.
Holland, and all the other groups. So, and then I'm also curious about, you know, back in the early 90s, we had the all-girl class, and this was dissolved, and I would love to see where this would fit in,
you know,
with the good old Bon Bons and the Melodeers. And
yeah, I mean, would, and even like in the current climate of the world,
yes.
would that be acceptable is probably not the right word.
I know what you're trying to say, but, and we're not trying to offend anybody. I actually think that in the current climate, I want to say quality of performers, that I think that all girl cores.
Yeah.
Could very well compete.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Could go toe-to-toe with any other
corps. 100%.
And so I think that was the little point I got on my bullet point, is that I didn't want to. I would love to see all-girl corps, but I would love to not necessarily. Segregates a naughty word, but I don't want to. That's the only word I can think of right now.
Gotcha.
I would love there to be all-girl corps, just like there's all-boy corps.
Yep.
I think they should just be. But I would love to see what a modern day Bon Bons and Melodeers would look like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 100%. I mean, they most definitely would melt my face off with some of the performers I know.
I'm curious also if they'd be a little bit more color guard heavy.
Mm. Who knows?
And that could be a topic for another episode.
It might
be. What would all girl corps look like nowadays?
Yeah. If you guys want to hear about that,
let us know.
Let us know. Give us your thoughts. Like we seriously want to know, because. And obviously, we mean zero offense by any of this,
it's all fun.
It is. Well, that's all we got from the concession stand tonight. All the hot dogs are sold. So I'm the Yeti.
I'm Day Day.
We're out. See you at the concession against Sting.
Love you. Bye.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.